And a very pleasant good morning to you. Today is TGIF Friday, February 1st, 2008. And I'm Don Wayne. I'll be your host here for the next hour here on RBN for a program we call... Well, you know, there's been some controversy over just exactly what we do call it. It's fact. So today, I'm announcing a new name. For those of you who want to go to the website and so forth, you want to know the proper name to download stuff. So today we're announcing a new name for the program, and if you're listening at the studios in Texas, please take note. I'm officially renaming this program, I Kid You Not. Now you ask me why we're changing the name of this program, and the honest answer is, it's quite simple, easy to remember. So whoever you are, wherever you may be this morning within sound of my voice, we invite you to join us here by calling us at 800-313-9443. That's easy to remember, too, huh? Well, you know, in preparing for this program, now today, today is the end of a two-week period here on RBN hosting this program, and as is my wont to do, I was going through the various news stories. You know, if you want to listen to political stuff, and if you want to hear about Britney Spears, O.J. Simpson, and what have you, you know where to go. You go to Alphabet Networks, you go to Fox, or you go to CNN, wherever you go for your news. But you know, there are so many stories that are crossing the wires every day, just about every day, that are not being reported. They're simply they're being filtered out of the mainstream media for various and sundry reasons. Number one, of course, we know we have a controlled media, so anything that may make you think or anything that goes along with, for example, what the powers that be that control our media and our government don't want you to know, they're not going to get reported. It's just that simple. I think to that there is no controversy. But I came across a story here that just it made my jaw drop, to be honest with you, especially in lieu of the fact that we're talking about $3 a gallon. It's going to get to $4 in this country. I truly believe that. But listen to this. Listen up carefully. This deserves your attention. Discovery. Here's the headline of the story. It's appearing in WorldNet Daily. And it says, Discovery backs theory, oil, not fossil fuel. Now think about that for a moment. Discovery backs theory that oil is not a fossil fuel. Now, did this come from some wacko organization somewhere? No, it did not. It comes from a study that's published in Science Magazine, which is a magazine of great repute within that scientific community. It appears today in an article, and it presents new evidence. Now, notice I said evidence. Not like the alleged theory of evolution where there's not an ounce of evidence to support it, but that our young people in our schools and colleges and universities are inundated with 24/7 from these institutions. I had another word there I was going to say. Yeah, sometimes I have to kind of bite my tongue, you know what I mean? But anyway, let me repeat that. A study published in Science Magazine presents new evidence supporting the abiotic, I believe that's the way it's pronounced, it's spelled, for those of you who are into spelling, A-B-I-O-T-I-C. We've got a break coming. Don't go away. This is good stuff. Don Wayne, back in a moment.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system them today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
All right, we're back, and we've got a lot to talk about today. There's some most interesting stories coming across the wires that I want to share with you today. And I don't know how much play some of these stories are going to be getting on the major media, controlled by the elites who think that they should only share stories that won't make waves, sort of go along with the establishment thinking, and so forth. But these stories sometimes have a history of being spiked. That's the term they use in journalism. I spent enough years in broadcasting. I know what their thinking is. They think the average John Doe out there is beneath them, that they don't have the intellectual capacity that these self-professed intellectuals, what's the Bible say, professing themselves to be wise, they become as fools. I can't say it any better than that. I'm not calling them fools. The Bible does. But anyway, I shared with you something that should get your attention, should get you up on the edge of your seats this morning. If not, check your pulse. Make sure you're alive and well. I'll repeat it briefly. It says that a study, this appeared in World Net Daily, a study published in Science magazine, that's no lightweight magazine, today, presents new evidence supporting the abiotic theory for the origin of oil. You know, all the stuff you put in your car, the gasoline that you're paying $3 and probably pay $4 a gallon for. And it asserts that oil is a natural product of the earth. The earth generates this product constantly, and it's a result of that rather than this fossil fuel. Somebody should tell Al Gore this. Should be a bulletin to Al Gore. It's a substance that generates naturally in the earth. Not a fossil fuel derived from decaying dead dinosaurs. Now let me stop. I'll get away from the article for a moment. And let's think about this for a moment. Have you ever thought, for example, how many dinosaurs it would take to create, oh, let's say, 1 million barrels of what we fondly refer to as light sweet crude? How many dinosaurs died to produce 1 million gallons. And, of course, 1 million gallons is a drop in the bucket, isn't it? I mean, we're talking multiply billions of barrels of oil and so forth. And not only that, think about the Antarctic for a moment, where the environmentalists refuse to allow us to go down and drill for known reserves of, it's a huge, just a huge reservoirs of oil beneath the waves and beneath the ice in the continent of Antarctica. Of course, we can't touch that and so forth. But think about this. If our oil came from the dinosaurs, who, if you ever watch Discovery Channel or any of these secular programs, they'll say that the dinosaurs were suddenly wiped out in what? A sudden catastrophe. And they'll oftentimes add the words, perhaps a flood. Well, let's say, for example, living out on the West Coast, I knew several fishermen who fished up in Alaska, and one day was having coffee with one of them. And they said, gee, they don't serve mammoth steaks here in this restaurant, do they? And I said, what? Say what? He said, mammoth steaks. He said, you know, they're pretty darn good. Mammoth steaks, like in the woolly mammoth that we were told ceased to exist, went extinct millions of years ago. Actually, the mammoths went extinct the same time the dinosaurs did. And this was about 4,500 years ago, following Noah's flood, when these animals were actually frozen in their tracks. Where do you think fossils come from? Fossils don't just appear. Fossils, when fish die, they usually float to the surface, don't they? To create a fossil, you have to have it under tremendous pressure. That, of course, was the flood. But I digress here a moment. He said, yes. He said, there's known, they go out and they'll chip away at the ice and they'll dig out, hauling them out with tractors sometimes, the great big huge cranes, and they're as fresh as the day they were encapsulated in this ice. And they're cut up and they're served in restaurants in Alaska. Don't believe me? I kid you not. Check it out. So that being the case, where we have I don't know, maybe the dinosaurs down in the Antarctic, maybe they got, what would they feed on, for example? Ice? I mean, what do they feed on? Penguins? Hey, maybe that's what caused their demise. Have you thought about that? You know, you'd get sick and, I mean, if you had to eat penguin all the time, wouldn't you get sort of, you know, sick and tired of it? You'd say, oh, the heck with it. It's not worth putting up with 120 mile an hour winds, wind chill temperatures around 120 below. I think I'll just cash in my chips. I mean, that makes about as much sense as some of these theories that they put forth, the secularists who deny the flood and claim that that's what happened to these dinosaurs. But how many dinosaurs, just ask yourself this question, how many dinosaurs does it take, I repeat myself, to create 1 million barrels of oil as we know it? Anyway, I digress. But to get back to the article here for a moment, it said the lead scientist on the study, his name is Gioria Proskurowski of the School of Oceanography at the University of Washington in Seattle, and he goes on to say that the hydrogen-rich fluids venting at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean in the Lost City, it's known as the Lost City Hydrothermal Field, were produced by the abiotic synthesis. Get this now? I don't want to go through this too fast. Let this soak in. This abiotic synthesis of hydrocarbons in the mantle of the earth, that's how these were produced. A process that they refer to as the abiotic synthesis of hydrocarbons in the mantle of the earth. Now, if you have anything to add to this, we invite you to call 800-313-9443. This ought to get the interest of every living, breathing person in the world. You notice I said world and not planet. Everybody, I guess it's politically correct to refer to our wonderfully unique world as a planet now. We're nothing but the third rock from the sun. Anyway, again, I digress. But here's the link. The abiotic theory of the origin of oil directly challenges the conventional scientific theory that hydrocarbons are organic in nature. They're created by deterioration of biological material deposited millions of, well, we've all heard this in school, right? Of course, you can't dispute it if you hear it in school. After all, we go there to become, quote, educated, not propagandized, right? Created by deterioration of biological material deposited millions of years ago in sedimentary rock and then converted to hydrocarbons under intense heat and pressure. Just like fossils are formed. Tell me there's a fossil being formed today. Are any of you listening today that can tell me that there are fossils being produced today? They simply are not. But that's a discussion that's so complicated that we don't like to talk about it, right? We spike those stories because they raise too many legitimate questions regarding the conventional wisdom out there. The secularists are telling us that, you know, oil is a hydrocarbon. And this study, as published in Science Magazine today, presents new evidence supporting the abiotic theory for the origin of oil. I found this story just absolutely jaw-dropping this morning, and I sat and I read through the whole thing, and I thought, boy, you know, the listeners today would be very interested in learning this, especially the next time you drive into the your favorite service station and you're forking out $3 plus for a gallon of gasoline. And believe me when I tell you that it's going to get to $4 in this country, unfortunately. So do you have any thoughts on this? This is a very provocative story. The abiotic theory argues, in contrast, that hydrocarbons are naturally produced now, on a continual basis throughout the entire, get this, solar system. Not just here on planet Earth, but throughout the entire solar system. Boy, that's interesting. Didn't know that, did you? Including within the mantle of the Earth here, the advocates believe that the oil seeps up gradually through bedrock cracks to deposit in sedimentary rock. Now, traditional petrogeologists, they say, have confused the rock as the originator rather than the depository of these hydrocarbons. I don't understand all that, do you? But, I mean, that's what it says here. Traditional petrogeologists, they say, have confused the rock as the originator rather than the depository of these hydrocarbons. Now, Lost City, I referred to that a moment ago in this article. I'm reading from the article, incidentally. Lost City is a hypothermal field some 2,100 feet below sea level that sits along the Mid-Atlantic Range. If you've ever looked at a map of the globe where it lists these underwater, undersea mountain ranges, the Atlantic Ocean is really separated by this huge, what they call the Mid-Atlantic Range, which is at the center of the Atlantic Ocean, noted for strange 90 to 200-foot white towers on the sea bottom. Now, I'm not going to go into all the details of this story, and I'm just wondering, as we share this story this morning, how many of the media are going to pick up on this story, because especially in lieu of the fact that we as consumers in this country, and our government, let's face it, our government today sees you and me as consumers, not as citizens of a sovereign nation under God. They see us merely as consumers, don't they? And I don't care who you point to, of either party. I've got a story, if we get time for it this morning, I'll share it with you about John McCain caught in an absolute lie. So, get on the telephone. 800-313-9443. I'm Don Wayne, back in a moment.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism.
Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
All right, we're back. So I was discussing before the break this interesting evidence that oil is not a hydrocarbon, but it comes from a natural process within the planet Earth. God has provided that, really what amounts to an endless supply of energy in this nation. And then you've got the Al Gores running around out there scaring kids in school. Have you ever seen one of these television commercials where they have these children? What are they supposed to know at their age? 7 years old, 8 years old, and they show the clock ticking. How would you feel if you were 7 or 8 years old or something like that, and some of these idiots in these classrooms, followers of the Al Gore types in this world, who are propagandizing our young people with the thought that all of a sudden there's going to be something that most scientists today, worth their salt, will tell you is nonsense. It's B as in B, S as in S, as I refer to it. But it's kind of putting a little fine point on the story. We now know that under Saudi Arabia, there's something in the area of 1.2 trillion barrels of oil. Trillion with a T. Boy, that's going to take a lot of dinosaurs, isn't it, to produce 1.2 trillion barrels of oil in the ground? Mexico, as we know, is sitting on an ocean of oil. Why Bush doesn't get some of that oil out of Mexico when he's running down there giving away our sovereignty to this three-country treaty, which is unconstitutional, is anybody's guess. You know, when you really start connecting the dots here, and I speak to you very frankly, as a concerned American just like you, what's going to happen to this once great country of ours? We're losing it. They're taking it away from us under our very noses. And meanwhile, we're concerned with Britney Spears and O.J. Simpson. That's what the media is filling us full of. You know, perhaps we are dumbed down to the point where, as the mock Supreme Court on C-SPAN found, that we are no longer able to govern ourselves. It's sad but true. Yeah, under Saudi Arabia, there's 1.2 trillion barrels of oil. And then the conclusion, the only conclusion that we can come to is that if this is true, think about it. I ask you to think for a moment. If this is true, then the logical conclusion to the matter is we will never, as in never, run out of oil. The earth is a perpetual oil manufacturing plant. Hey, Al Gore, wake up. You're not as smart as you thought you were. Right? Right. I don't know, what are your thoughts on this subject now? You can call us here at 800-313-9443 and tell us what you think about this. Okay, moving on. Now, as I mentioned, we're changing the name of this program to I Kid You Not, because every one of these stories that I share with you could be prefaced with I Kid You Not, because they're so unbelievably insane. For example, this story comes to us from WorldNet Daily as well. It says that only months after a plan generated by California's infamous legislature, I put the word infamous in there, only months after a plan generated by California's legislature created a ban on the use of, get this, mom and dad in government schools. Wherever you see the term public schools, ixnay. Just put in there, instead of public, put government, because the public has no say in what goes on in our educational system anymore. Anyway, the Brits have announced a similar move with orders for teachers to be more sensitive to homosexuality. And I think that's what we should all be, is more sensitive to a sin that God refers to as an abomination in his sight. But the teachers are telling your kids and your grandkids in schools and in publicly supported schools, universities around the country now, that homosexuality is nothing but an alternative lifestyle. So they want to get away from the terms mom and dad. That's how they refer to it in Great Britain, mom and dad. But according to this report in the Mail Online, a guidance plan has been released to tackle what's referred to as anti-gay bullying in the schools in Britain. Interesting stuff. Stuff that we should all be made aware of. Of course. Stuff that you'll hear about on the Alphabet Networks, Fox, CNN, O'Reilly, Hannity. Maybe not. Maybe they're too busy telling us about Britney Spears. Who knows? If I sound a little bit concerned about this, I think all of us should be. If you're not, ask yourself, please ask yourself, why am I not concerned about what he's telling me this morning? I'm not making this stuff up. It's too silly to make up. I couldn't in my wildest imagination make it up. And that's why we've changed the name of this program to I Kid You Not. I'm not kidding you. Now, the California plan, which now is being targeted by an initiative effort that aims to take the issue of orders to have them overturn it. But, of course, that initiative is being fought tooth and nail by the liberal Democrats and misguided Republicans in the golden state of California. Davey in Texas, good morning to you. What's on your mind?
How are you today?
Just fine.
That's great. Well, I want to kid you a little bit first.
All right.
I went to the Highland Games a few years back. I like to watch those bagpipe players, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a lot of booths there, and one of the booths that I stopped by was like a SPCA or, you know, they were
dogs. Whoa, we're up against the break here, Davey, but I'll get back to you right after the break. We're here at 800-313-9443. Don Wayne, back in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
All right, we're back. We've got Davey in Texas on the line. Davey, you were talking about bagpipes or something, or what?
Oh, have you ever, do you know about those Highland Games?
Not really.
You never heard of
them? I'm an Irishman.
Oh, I see.
I'm not a Scots person. I've drank Scotch, but I'm not, you know, go ahead.
Anyway, you've heard the bagpipes played like Amazing Grace at a funeral before.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Kind of reaches way down into the marrow of your bone.
Oh, okay.
Kind of makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I was going to give you a smiley face first. I had this friend of mine that has a border collie, and we went prospecting out in the mountains when she was a pup. And she, you know, just learned how to cross the river and do a lot of things. You know, I watched her. But anyway, I went to that Highland Games, and I saw this bumper sticker that said, "My border collie is smarter than your honor roll student." Well, he put it on the back of his truck. And he told me, he said, "Man, sometimes he'll be sitting at a light, and people behind him will just be laughing." You know, and anyway, it's real
funny.
Issue is feed my sheep.
If it wasn't true, it wouldn't be so funny.
That's true. And, you know, you use that phrase, our government. What kind of government, you know, could we imagine that Jesus would want us to have here? You know what I mean?
Well, you know, I hear this from Christians, you know, what would Jesus do type of thing.
Right.
Well, he lived on earth, walked and taught for 33 years, did he not? And so all you have to do, you don't have to ask the question, Davey, read your Bible.
Well, I was looking at Matthew 5:13.
Read your Bible, read the Sermon on the Mount.
Yeah, Matthew 5:13.
Jesus would not be a socialist, of that I can guarantee you. Go ahead.
Matthew 5:13 specifically, you know, I just recommend everybody get their Bible out and look at Matthew 5:13. Yesterday afternoon, there was a caller on Alex Jones' show, and he actually quoted from the offending text. And it was just exciting to listen to. You know, you could feel the electricity in the air. But,
Amen.
You know, the real issue is, to me, here, you know, on this world. Oh, by the way, I thought I'd share this with you, too, if we have enough time. I actually have photographs of my grandfather drilled oil in Venezuela back in the 20s.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Interesting. Tell us. Did you hear my story that I was sharing with you?
Yes, sir.
What is your, Davey, I'm asking you. You heard the story. What is your reaction to it?
About the dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Well, I think there's, you know, obviously a conspiracy in the so-called educational system to keep true information from, you know, people here on this creative.
How many, Davey, let me ask you this. You sound like a very intelligent person and a steady viewer, and I really appreciate you. But let me ask you a question, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot. How many, have you ever asked yourself, how many dinosaurs does it take to produce 1.2 trillion barrels of oil?
Well,
you know,
you know what the, I kind of come at it from the other direction.
All right.
Because what puzzles me is the hole in the ground. You know, I've actually run a shovel, you know, a time or two, and I know what it takes to move, you know, a couple of bucket loads of dirt. Anyway, mm-hmm. The real issue is the size of the hole. I can't get my mind around that big of a hole every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Sure. David, listen, we appreciate your comments here this morning, and we appreciate your loyalty to the program. Did you hear the opening of the program? I'm changing the name of my program, Davey, to I Kid You Not, because many of the things that we discuss should be prefaced by those terms, I Kid You Not, because they're so silly, they're so ridiculous.
Exactly.
You follow me?
You know about DV Kid, right?
DD, about what? I'm sorry.
DV Kid, she wrote that little booklet, Why?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
America.
Kind of a very clever person.
Oh, well, you should have her on to Kid You Not, but the real issue is in times past, when did the money fail, you know, for the so-called children of Israel? When did it fail? You remember the story back over there when they were in Egypt?
I'm letting you go with this one. I'm not participating in a two way on this, because I think you know by now, Davey, that I am I'm totally not in agreement with your feeling on Israel. But it's your opinion.
No. What I'm trying to clarify for the record and establish mm-hmm. the fact is what the facts actually are. It's not that I'm trying to, you know, try to haul you into a boat that we want to ride out in the, you know, ocean and sink it. You know, the issue is what the facts are.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Old Testament, when the children of Israel were in Egypt, the question arises, well, how'd they wind up in Egypt? Well, we can address that, but the fact is they were in Egypt, and the money failed. And then what happened?
I'm not cutting you off, Davey. You can call again tomorrow if you want to.
Well, I'll
give you some more time here. Right. But we've really got to move on.
Okay, I'm just asking.
But I thank you for your call. Thank you very much for joining us, Davey. Okay, so then that's Davey in Texas, and we appreciate Davey's calls. And we seem to kind of get stuck in the rut there of this Israel thing, and I am in total opposition to Davey's understanding of the. Of what the Bible teaches us about the nation of Israel. The nation of Israel was mentioned 2,500 years ago in Isaiah, and exactly what we saw happen in 1948 happened strictly according to Bible prophecy. Israel became a nation. And, you know, you can discuss that all day long if you want to, but we've got other things that I wanted to move on to here. Now, you talk about McCain, John McCain. Here's an interesting article. Senator McCain has denied a report now that he privately suggested Supreme Court Justice Alito was too conservative. But Bob Novak, who is a columnist that I've long respected, he checks his sources and he's a true journalist, unlike most of the people that we're reading today and hearing from on the networks and reading from in the newspapers. This man does his homework. He confirms his sources. He may not be 100% right. He may be, for all I know. But when Bob Novak puts it in his column, usually it's been well researched and documented, and it's the truth. And here's what he writes, that multiple sources are now confirming presidential candidate McCain made negative comments about Alito 9 months ago. McCain previously responded to the buzz started by a report on Monday by a Wall Street Journal's John Fund, another good reporter, well-respected throughout the business, who wrote that the American senator has told conservatives, now he's told conservatives this, that's important to note, has told conservatives that he would be happy to appoint the likes of Chief Justice Roberts to the Supreme Court, but, and here's a but that he added, but he indicated he would draw the line when it came to Alito, because Alito wore his conservatism on his sleeve. Hey, McCain, I've got news for you. How about your Ruth Bader Ginsburg, your Stephen Breyer, your David Souter? They do not wear their liberalism on their sleeve. Get real. Get real. I don't know if you happen to see it, and I don't know, you know, I've watched Ann Coulter through the years, and I don't care if you agree with everything Ann Coulter says or not, but we have to admit on this, she's a brilliant lady. She has a rapier wit, and she's got a brilliant mind. And she was on Fox News last night, Hannity and Combs, and she was talking about this very thing where John McCain is not a conservative. I had a story in here. We'll probably not get to it today, time requirements restricting it, but I had an interesting story on McCain wanting to switch parties and run with John Kerry. And he was threatening, you know, after this, what's his name, from New Hampshire or Vermont or someplace, he switched parties, thereby giving control of the House to the Democrats. But John McCain was seriously switching parties. So if he tries to tell you, as a conservative, that he is a conservative, based on known information, he's anything but a conservative. And I think that's why he'll get the votes of the independents and the moderates and so forth. But anyway, he said that he condemned Alito for wearing his conservatism on his sleeve. First of all, let's take a look. Conservative and liberal. How would you interpret that? If someone came to you and said, how do you describe a liberal? Or how do you describe a conservative? What would you say? Okay, a conservative, let's use this analogy. A conservative theologian believes the Bible to be the inspired word of God, does he not? And by the same analogy, a conservative politician considers the Constitution to be the unfettered law of the land. And it should be abided by. In other words, it's not a living document. It doesn't change with the times. And it's not that difficult to understand. I don't know if you've ever read the Constitution, but I have. And I searched in vain for separation of church and state in there. I wish some of you who believe there's such a thing as separation of church and state in this country would find it for me and point it out. Because I've searched in vain for it all of my life. It's not there. You'll find it in the Soviet Constitution, of course. But on the same token, so we understand that a liberal theologian believes the Bible and a liberal politician believes the Constitution. On the contrary, a liberal politician, a conservative politician, considers the Constitution irrelevant, that it's a living document and so forth. And it's not binding. It doesn't have a binding authority as such. And if you ask a lot of people, well, why are you liberal? Well, because liberals take money from other people and give it to me. They're going to pay for my health care. Just listen to Hillary. And whenever I hear that, I think of the old adage that Ben Franklin shared with us. He said, anytime somebody gets something for nothing, somebody gets nothing for something, don't they? There is no such thing as a free lunch. And yet half of the people in this country, as products of the government school system, starting out in the elementary grades, where they're taking, where they took God out of school, and you can look at the charts. Ever since that infamous Supreme Court ruling, the performance in the classroom has steadily gone down to the point where we're now something like 29th in the civilized world, industrialized world in literacy, whereas back in the 1890s, the literacy rate in America was something around 98%. And what's the link to all of that? We have to start thinking when we enter the voting booth, don't we? We have to start questioning these politicians and what they have in mind. Change agent, you've heard that. And there's a link to all of this. I may digress. How many times have you heard, now the Democrats are trying to scramble and say, well, I'm the real change agent, vote for me because I'm a change agent. Well, let's see, where did that term come from? It came from the, you know, you heard me say this last week, it came from the pens of an infamous little, scrawny little run of a man named John Dewey, who is considered, unfortunately, the father of today's modern education. He's the god of the educators today. That's why they're so anxious to kick God out of school. That's why they won't issue graduating valedictorians a diploma, because they mention God in their school graduation address. So if you really understand what's going on, you can put the pieces together, connect the dots, and all of a sudden the light goes on and says, hey, that's why. And that's what we're going to try to do on this program, is connect the dots for you, so that you understand why, what's going on in this country and why it's happening. Believe me, there's a plan to everything that these people have in store. Not for what they're going to do for America, but for what they're going to do to America. And these are things that we can explore. These are things that we can put out there on the table. You can disagree with me all day long if you want to. Because I would encourage you, if you disagree with me on these issues, to call in at 800-313-9443, and just do it in a, as long as you do it in a civil manner, and we can keep it at an adult level, we're not calling each other names, we can use this hour very productively so that you can grow, and you can learn things. We can learn from each other. But while we still have the opportunity in this country, if you think there isn't an effort afoot by the Democrats, once they get elected to office, and it keeps me awake nights thinking that they possibly could do this because of the ignorance of the body politic in this country, at least half of them, or almost half of them. But we've got to become aware of the enemy within. This nation will never be defeated from without, probably, unless we elect the Democrats and they once again decimate our military. I've mentioned Bush and his shortcomings. He did sign an increase for our military, 3.5% to his credit. I voted for Bush only because the alternative was unthinkable. But why are we voting for these people? Why do we put them in office when they're on record as saying that what they're going to do? The Democrats have as much as said, have they not, that they're going to raise your taxes. So why would any clear-thinking person walk into a voting booth and say, yeah, I want Hillary to be my president, or I want, Obama, to be my president? I mean, it makes no sense. It makes no logical sense. Now, you have a right to call me and say, well, yeah, I'm going to vote for Hillary because she's for universal health care, or for whatever the reason might be. Universal health care is nothing in the world but a name for socialized medicine. Now, if you believe that this nation should replace our present health care system and replace it with socialized medicine, go ahead. You have every right to think that way. You know, if that's your opinion, you're entitled to it. We can discuss that at an adult level. But things are happening in this nation that ought not be happening. McCain's running around now trying to call himself a conservative. That's the link, and I'll try to tie that together. But he's running around now trying to call himself a conservative, and he's anything but. McCain-Feingold, is that a conservative piece of legislation? It's the most restrictive piece of legislation that's come down the pike. And then if you want to think about other areas where McCain has voted against tax cuts and so forth. So the record simply doesn't establish the fact that John McCain is a conservative. And yet it appears all the pundits in the media, the controlled media, the alleged media, is getting behind this McCain-Clinton ticket. And I fear for this country. I truly do. We're coming to the end of the hour. 800-313-9443. If you'd wish, we've got time for one more call after the break. If not, we can go out. But in any event, we'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, we're back. Don Wayne here, your host for the past hour here in RBN. And, you know, I've been here for a couple of weeks, and I've really enjoyed sharing, you know, these ideas with various callers and so forth. And I think, to be fair to you, the listener, you should know that, first of all, I'm a strict constitutionalist. I do not believe in what's referred to as a living constitution any more than I do a living Bible. Because all that means is that that all of this changes with time. And as we know, the Bible, the Word of God, does not change. Where the Lord says, Jesus Christ, the Bible says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the same thing applies to our beloved blood-bought Constitution, does it not? And yet, when you go into that voting booth, you don't only think of the person that you may be casting your ballot for that was blood-bought by previous generations so that you can go in there and thoughtfully cast your ballot, not just because of some free health care that you might be getting, but what's best for this nation. How many of you, when you step into that voting booth, say to yourself, what's best for America? See, we don't have statesmen anymore. Statesmen don't exist. Eisenhower once said that the office of the presidency is so important that the office should seek the man, not the man seek the office. And yet you look at all of these politicians, they're power hungry. Hillary Clinton is the definition. Next to the term power hungry in the dictionary, put her picture. She's a definition of it, but it's not just Hillary. They'll say or do anything to get elected, to get your vote. And if you're not sharp enough, and if you're not intelligent enough to see through this nonsense, America as we know it can no longer stand. It can no longer stand, especially with these judges. And my point was, my link here is that when you vote for Hillary Clinton, what type of judge do you think she's going to appoint to the Supreme Court? A Robert Bork? A Sam Alito? A Roberts? Of course not. And don't forget Clarence Thomas and Scalia. Wonderful justices. And all these decisions are coming down 5-4. And they'll be appointing justices to the Supreme Court, won't they? How about McCain? Do you think he's going to honor his promise that he's out there running around the country today telling everybody, hey, don't worry, if I'm elected, I'll vote for strict constructionist judges? Well, we don't know that, do we? Are we going to have to find out the hard way? So we're not being given a real good option, a real good alternative out there. The name Ron Paul comes up a lot of times. I admire Ron Paul. I don't agree with Ron Paul on his decision with, once we're over there in Iraq, we've got to get the job done before we leave, or you're going to turn it over to Al-Qaeda. But Ron Paul, to his everlasting credit, is the one of the only contenders for this nomination that said, hey, I do not believe in evolution. Oh, McCain was right there to raise his hand and say, oh, yeah, I believe in evolution. Well, maybe he evolved. I don't know. But, you know, the times demand that we are well informed, and that's what I'm trying to do on this program, is try to get the word out so that and we can engage in an adult level conversation about those things that we have to be talking about, not about Britney Spears. Go to Fox News if you want that. Greta Van Susteren, she'll spend your whole evening talking about these issues. And really what it is, it's a diversion, is it not? We don't want the brain dead out there discussing issues that could alter our agenda or get in the way of our agenda. Well, I hear the theme song, and I want to thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Don Wayne, and remember the new name of our show, Texas. It's going to be called I Kid You Not, and I Kid You Not, We're For Real. Thank you so much, and we'll see you on Monday.